This is Dingus Berry on KGRM, KGRM on your Houston radio dial at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I'm here with Haggis Grissom Haggis. What brings you to the Houston Rodeo?
My kid. I'm here with my kid, Junior.
Well, that's fantastic. The Houston Rodeo is for all kids of the ages. Tell us about your Junior.
Well, there was a really drunk girl in my trailer park, and she had sex with me.
Going all the way back.
And she didn't run off to that Planned Parenthood the next day, like all them other girls. Like, get this out of
here. We've got to end that sort of thing. It's not fair to men like us.
Excuse me. We're gonna have to sweep that up, man.
We done it the old fashioned way. She got pregnant. We got married. And she died in childbirth.
Well,
Junior, come along.
Well, that's old school and rockin'. You're listening to KGRM, KGRM. And moving on to Outlaw Wilbur back at KGRM Studios.
Hold on. I'm just getting to the good part.
Thank you, Dingus. This is old Outlaw Wilbur back at the KGRM Studios with our live coverage of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We're breaking away. We'll take y'all over there to the Gator Pit at the Livestock Show with old Travis McNugget. How y'all doing over there, Travis?
Thank you, Wilbur. This is Travis McNugget, and I am over here at the Gator Pit at the Livestock Show. I wish y'all could see this beautiful short-nosed Louisiana gator. She's about a 16-footer, very well developed, with a nice jawline, very firm, strong tail, and a very fine set of teeth.
Hey, man, don't get too close to that thing.
They call this little gator Sarah Palin.
Don't get too close to that thing.
She was raised by the third grade class over there at Hugh Long High School in Louisiana Bayou, Texas.
Did you see that? Look at that. Look at that. It's still chewing on him. Oh, I can't believe this. This is great.
Travis. Well, we'll come back to Travis McNugget over there at the Gator Pit. This here's Outlaw Wilbur at KGRM Studios. I guess we're gonna go over there and see what old Dingus is up to.
All right, okay.
Dingus, you over there? You on there?
I'm still here with Haggis.
Right before she died, she said that baby was kicking. You know, she used to put the ashtray on her stomach and see if the baby could kick it off and knock over the wine bottle. That was...
That's fantastic!
Your corny dogs, African corny dogs. Corny dogs from Uganda. Come get your corny dogs here. Corny dogs. African corny dogs.
Get that thing on my leg. That's some bitch.
Corny dogs.
Get some bitch, what?
Goddamn dog. From Uganda. Uganda corny dogs.
Fantastic.
So I reached over to feel the baby kicking. And this thing burst out through her chest, and it was a terrible mess. I'm chasing it around with a net, trying to catch it, and dialing 911.
Excuse me, Haggis. There's something happening that might be interesting.
I finally had to use the dog for bait, and it was a terrible idea.
There seems to be a commotion or a parade.
It's a terrible thing to lose your wife and your dog at the same time. It's just been drugs and alcohol ever since.
This is Outlaw Wilbur at the KGRM Studios. And dang it, that's the Sanford, Florida Neighborhood Watch marching band coming your way, Dingus.
That's fantastic! The Sanford, Florida Neighborhood Watch, Marching Band and Militia. It's fantastic.
Hey, man, I think I got some over on the other side over there, but that's a pretty good shooting. Hey, man, excuse me. Man, I gotta empty that out, man.
Hey, man, there's a Mexican over here. Thank you.
I'm Dingus Berry. We're back with Haggis Grissom on K-Grim.
So Junior's a teenager now, and I brung him over to the livestock show. That's right. I've been entering him in the genetic mutation category at the livestock show with the three-headed goats and cordless snakes and such.
Oh, yeah, with the Houston famous 12-legged spider swamp. That's just fantastic.
No, Mattress Mac bought that last year and gave it to some poor people.
And he saved us money that we would have spent on food stamps.
And anyway, I always bring a bag of live rats to throw in Ginger's cage to eat. And
well, that's a real crowd pleaser.
Well, they love it, Dingus. It kind of makes you wonder about people.
And how's that, Mr. Haggis?
Wonder about folks that like to stare at such things. Makes you wonder, who are the real monsters?
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old world. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete. A case to be filed under M for Mankind in the Twilight Zone.
Yes, 1761. M. Kindle the fire of American history. Nerdy clockwork films. Men and alternate look at an alternate history. For an alternate culture.
Well, I guess I don't have to tell you everything you know about the revolution is wrong. You know that now. But did you know that Indians can be in two places at once? That they can change into animals? That they invented the wire recorder? Well, I've seen it. I've heard it. Now listen to this. This is a very rare recording from long ago.
What is
it seems they recorded one of those
sister?
Old-time
oh,
medicine shows.
News. The war is over! By the gentlemanly agricultural South.
See? Bet you didn't know the South won the Civil War. This is Daddy.
No true Mississippi cowhard would leave his wine cellar undefended in such a dangerous time.
Okay, we don't want this part in here. It gets up to
thinking
some
thinking of balls you'll have.
You're too young to think about that, Beulah Balls. Bells.
We gotta get to the part where they have this amazing vision.
That war criminal!
This is more of the point. Oh, this is bad.
Why, oh, Uncle Tom! You're back!
Uncle Field Marshal Thomas Lawbury Quadroon, honey! I'm back! And I'm beautiful!
I'm so glad that you're back, Tom!
It's good to have to
see, there are many, many things that you don't know.
That's right,
everything you know is wrong.
I forgot! You're a free man now.
This is the last part of the
play. Oh, no, I ain't, General. I's a pencil. I's a professional state. Well, now, you've been wanting to watch this kick your puppet for over 60 years. Now you're going to put your puppet tag to it right here.
in the bag. Less for me. I die first. Push now. It's a new world, honey. Nobody gwan have to be a slave all the time. No more. We gwan take turns. And guess who's joining in now?
Pretty wild bunch of miners. Now here comes the medicine show part. That's Professor Archer. Now this was a Dr. Fire Signs at Antique Theater, I think it was called. There have been books written about it. Okay, now let me find the part here with the drugs.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, chickens and Mexicans.
That's Archer.
Just a minute.
I want to get to...
This minute from beyond the grave to the famous dead Indian hero, Chief Dempsey Knockout.
Very famous medium of the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Knockout's pyramid pushover paste.
Okay, now that's drug number one. Now they added in something else.
Internal application. Up down blue. Inca hell oil tonic.
That was extremely potent. Now I'll find the... This is...
As clown milk, Judge yes. Rensburg, and to prove it, Professor Archer is preparing a quotation for our personal libation.
That's
here
Bowman.
We go.
That's Bowman.
One pot of the paste. A paste.
Okay.
One pot. Of the juice.
The juice.
And just a potent shot of hell oil. Thank you, Archer. Yes, we will now drink it before your very eyes. Say, here's a toast to the brave and putty boys of the Arizona Territory.
Bowman had no sooner lowered his glass than he witnessed the sudden transformation of Professor Archer into a large silver crow. They both turned into crows. Each lifted his wings in surprise and rose like a shot, leaving the little town of Curio, Arizona, and its bewildered populace 500 feet below, silent specks on the vast western desert floor. Unable to speak to one another, but pursuing the same course, they soared like brothers all that day and perhaps another, floating on each other's thoughts, never moving their wings, yet journeying a great distance to the south.
Look down, dear sun. A river of buffalo drinking from a hidden spring. Can you see in their midst a white buffalo?
Balanced on a raft of water in an endless river of reeds, they conversed inexplicably with an ancient cockroach in a sombrero they knew instantly to be...
Don Brouhaha! Follow this snake,
he said.
Follow this snake. This snake is a river,
he said. And they jumped on the snake and rode it hard like a bronco to where the snake was swallowed by the sea. And they looked in a direction they had never looked before, and they saw a city of gold and amber and crystal in the sky at the bottom of the sea. And at the gate of that city, a white buffalo was grazing. And raising its great head, met their gaze directly.
I thought I turned that off. Damn! Nude Age Enterprises, I'm busy.
You don't know what busy is, Cox.
Is that you, Nino?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's me, Nino the Great Mind Boggler.
Nino!
Yeah. Listen to this. I'm calling you from inside a steel box at this Syphilis Socialist People's Institute of Electrical Shocks and Psychic Surprises. Can
a
you
steel
dig
box?
Yeah, they're stunning me again.
In Russia?
Cox, listen, that's not what I'm talking to you about now. I got terrific news.
Yeah?
They told me it's all right to talk about them.
They did?
Yeah, now listen, they want contact with you.
With me?
Yeah, something's gonna happen. Have you received any messages lately?
Boy, messages? No, not out here. Oh, hey, what? on my phone, my answer phone.
Yeah, okay, maybe, oh, possibly, yeah.
Okay, look, I'll play it. Oh, look, I'll have to put you on hold so I can listen back to it, okay?
Forget it. Look, I just move over to the TV, huh?
Oh!
That's spooky, Nino. How do you do that?
I don't know. That's what they're trying to find out. Can you see me? What do I look like?
Yeah, very clear. You look square, black, kind of regular.
That's the steel box. Inside, I'm tan. I'm handsome.
Nino, you are amazing.
Yeah, look, just hold the flattery, and will you please listen to the tape?
Oh, the tape, the message. Yeah, okay, look, where's that tape?
Hey, well, look, just stand back. I'll turn it on for you.
Rappy Cox.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
So leave your new age revelations.
No, this is just me.
After the beat.
This is just my message. Okay, here we go. There.
Cox?
That,
Listen. Cox, this is no flapper.
I know
you're working in there, but...
It's just the manager of the trailer court.
You got a minute, okay?
No, he just wants his rent.
What's his name?
No, it's a whole flapper.
This is Goldie at the bank.
Oh, the
Mr.
bank.
Mr. Grief would like you to come in tomorrow morning to talk about your balance.
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Okay?
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you never know where it's going to come from, you know? Don't dismiss these...
But this is it. This is it
now
for
listen,
sure.
Cox, this is a whole flapper.
Oh,
again.
God, it's whole flapper.
I really think I should talk to you about.
Oh, for
yeah, but that sounds intriguing, you know.
Sure. He couldn't be. This is it. This is it, you know. This is it.
This is real dance music.
No, that's my voice, though.
This is the seeker. The truth speaker. You know.
Okay, if this is them, I'll accept it.
You were right all along, but you know that, you know?
Oh, no, it's this...
We proved it. Look, there's
Nino, I'm sorry. It's this kid.
That's pretty strange, you know?
No, it's just a kid. This kid is crazy. He calls me all the time.
There's 13 seekers of us now, and we're all coming out in the heavenly bus. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mom's listening. I gotta go.
He just really admires me, and...
Seek out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's not it. Okay, now here it comes.
Oh,
Nah, that's just whole flapper, and...
Yeah...
Oh, there's nothing more on it.
Well, look, I think you ought to talk to this whole flatter. With a funny name like that, he could be a contact.
Oh, not whole
okay,
flatter.
Okay, listen,
Nino,
I gotta
couldn't
go.
Possibly...
They want me to bend
wait
a
minute,
few at the Foglitz's Union and mail a watch for Dr. Dalla.
Don't go.
Hey, I'll be in touch, Cox, okay? Hang in there.
Nino. Agency oh, God, how does he do that?
Also discovered
those psychics are always right, Tom. You better get the hell over to whole flatter's
planet.
He would know what to say to an alien.
Dr. Lagushka Superior, Professor Sokayo Nozyedichel, there's one for you, right? Who is director of the observatory, stated I'm intensely jealous of Dr. Lagushka's important discovery. Well, see, scientists are prey to the same emotions just about everybody, Ray.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, where it's at, news team, we'll be back in a minute with a story that's sure to cause you mirth when we hear about Rebus Canepus and his leap to the center of the Earth.
You know, I think...
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country bear whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear whiz beer.
Bear whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bearwood's Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
You're watching Channel 6, the hot one for the high desert. It was hotter than Hooker in Heater today and hotter than Heater in Hellmouth, where the high was 133 degrees with thunder showers anticipated later this evening.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sail down here. We're flooded. We're over our poor heads in remnants, burn-ins, and labels from such naturally famous weeds as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Westerness, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, Nerval, Slick Snags, Trip Easy, we got them, you get them. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving Heater Hellmouth and the low desert area.
Are you going to, well, the happy hour news is back. And what about that big local story, Ray?
Well, thanks, Harold. As some Chinese philosopher said, just dig a hole that's deep enough and everybody will want to jump into it. Well, as you know, that big comet did the digging and now daredemon Rebus Canepus is going to do the jumping tomorrow morning, weather and authorities permitting. And here's Pat Hat with the story right in our own backyard.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
you ever
hold it, hold
before,
it.
Honey?
This is Pat Hat, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Canepus, here where tomorrow over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm going to fall into the biggest goddamn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn party the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump
tomorrow. Are you worried about the weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or
it'll put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's bound to bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Hard
and,
Air Force
that's
base.
Very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Pre-leap parade coverage begins at 6 a.m. And later on...
Yes, later tonight, you'll see my special report of the tragic plight of Americans of humorous descent as I talk to Bernard Flapdoodle, president and founder of the Funny Names Club of America.
Really touching story. And this is Harold Tepugger.
And this is Ray Hamburger.
For the Where It's Happy News team. Good night, Ray. Good night. Are you going out there?
Attention, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong. Turn over this record right now and get ready for a real shocker. The most important revelation in my life.
Just keep talking. They run the credits over.
Oh,
this
is that
problem.
It? That's
our microphones are not
you ever
on
been
now.
To the Piss Fest, Bob?
There it is. Human beings turned into aliens. Now, these aren't occult kooks. I know these people. They're my neighbors. They've lived in this trailer park since 1949. And suddenly, Art Holflaffer says they've been altered. Well, is this it? The end of civilization? Are we prepared? Well, I hope so. Here's the official stolen government training film of the secret plan to deal with an alien uprising.
Classified, ultra secret, Air Force generals only. Ten hut! At ease, men, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? One.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? One.
Pie plates. Or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas. Or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I question that for you?
I don't know how she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in the car.
Well, she's not allowed to have it unless she...
Honey.
She's related to the...
Honey.
People at the PX, though.
Oh, General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good day. Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning. All right, men. Questions.
Sir?
Yes, Major?
Pass the syrup, General?
It's over here. That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop them.
But,
next.
Sir?
Colonel?
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The, eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord. You're making me cry, another cup of coffee, sir. Settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
What?
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to Stonehenge.
End of film.
Well, that's old age thinking. I don't care how many monsters you've seen on TV. We just can't take that way out. We've got to live with them. So let's get next to my alien neighbors and find out what they want.
Cox, this is Hall Flapper. I'm next door, outside the Crumhungers. Cox, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got the bug right here in my bonnet.
Oh, boy.
The straw coffees and the crop dusters are just going
insane. Oh, they're over at Crumhungers Travel Queen.
Way around the trailer.
Oh, that's a beautiful mobile home, too.
Oh, who would have believed it? Who would have dreamed that the aliens live right next door in the next trailer? What'll they be talking about? What plans for the future of mankind? Hopefully, I wish he could hear me. Will it be conspiracy? Brotherhood?
Oh, well, Seeker, we're about to find out.
Oh,
my landlord's wired, and he's transmitting.
He's pregnant, all right.
Yeah.
So is he. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. God, closer up here.
Oh, my God.
They've gone into the bedroom. But get this, Cox. The straw coffee and Mrs. Grimm's getting ready.
What?
What you doing?
Just checking out the gas connection down here. You know, it's been making funny music.
Well, I guess you're finally coming in,
yeah.
Art.
Oh, well, Melody's waiting for me back.
Melody?
Yeah.
She's already inside cooking up a storm. Yeah. We're buzzing. Come on in.
Hey, hop out there for the song.
Okay. Hey, look who's here. Hey, Art, this is Mr. Straight from New York. I'd like you to meet the occupants from Ohio. Came all the way, yeah. And this is Dreamy Mae Morris. She's staying over in Sherry Mae's trailer. Well, I guess you know everybody else. Nope. I want you to meet the Humpheads. This is Dagwitch and Dagmar.
Oh, you must be funny neighbors. So am I.
So is he. His name is, hey, everybody, come on. This is Art Hole Flapper.
Hi, everybody.
He's the best damn
You've been listening to the Inner Side Radio Program, a leisure service of the Pacifica Foundation. This and all previous Inner Side Radio communications can be intercepted at Inner Zone coordinates. Google the Inner Side. We started out at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, live from K. Grimm, where we encountered Houston AM right-wing talk radio's Dingus Berry, Outlaw Wilbur, and the late Travis McNuggets' final report from the Gator Pit. Haggis Grissom shared a fascinating personal interest story. The African Coney Dog franchise walked in from Uganda, and the world-famous Sanford, Florida's Neighborhood Watch marching band Drive-By Drill Team shared some love and lead. A Rod Serling interlude, and then we picked up where we left off last week with Everything You Know Is Wrong from Firesign Theater. In memory of the great Peter Bergman, who went underground last week. One of the true radio greats. Started off at Pacifica Radio in L.A. This is Pacifica Radio in Houston. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.